got a few bits of packing that I need to do before heading off on holiday. But having just got back to Richmond after leaving Vance with my parents, and it still being an utterly, utterly gorgeous morning, clear air and blue sky and sunshine and everything that I hope Sicily will be, I thought I would have a little wander before I get stuck into finishing stuff off. So I've just walked across the green, and I'm now wandering down. I'm not quite sure what this road's called, actually. It's one of the roads which goes down towards the river from the green. It's not Water Lane, that's further over. It's not Old Palace Lane. It's got a bit of a cobbled footpath here. I think Vance must normally take me around that. A bit of shade. I have to say, although I've already done my boo on reacquainting myself with the cane, I think this reacquaintance will take a little while. I'm having to remember to use it. I know that's really stupid, but I need to remember to switch back on my brain, because I've sort of learnt as a guide dog owner with some vision. I have learned to use my vision quite passively, not to respond to things if I do see them, because sometimes they won't be anything anyway, and even if it was something, I'm then taking away Vance's work, and the guide dog union will be in touch. No, I'm effectively undermining his training. So I do that fairly well, I think. But it does mean that I then have to remember to switch back on my awareness when I'm out without Vance. That I'm not going to be steered around things. Some of the things that I know are coming, so I knew that there was a step there. I could feel for it with the cane. That's why with some things, why I don't use it properly the whole time like that. When I know that it's going to be fairly clear, and I just cover myself with it. But definitely going to be having to use it properly as much as possible on this trip, because I am prone to walking into things and people and all of that. Here we go, turning the last corner. Last patch of shade. A cyclist coming off the cobbles, sir. Down to the river we go. This stretch along here, which, amongst a few other things, but mostly this, it stops me from moving from Richmond. Yeah, from Richmond. It's just so gorgeous. And somebody's not drilling in their house. The river's so close. And on a day like today, when there's no people about, very few, it's just wonderful. So, deep breath. Send those butterflies in the tummy away. Let's go and get on with this. We've been waiting for this trip for so long. Getting ready for it physically and mentally and organisationally and everything else. Since about January. Just need to go and do it now.